Blog Talk Radio.
Thinking, Coach Adam, that's a great question. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. How are you running your race?
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, Master Motivator. It's time to shape up and win. We're in our Shape Up series, and we have a great subtopic that I'm real excited to bring to you on today's installment. You know, each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. That is the feedback that you, our global listening audience, has given. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. Allow Coach Adams to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into today's programming around today's subject, and then we will open our program up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. You know, this always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And so we encourage you, our global listening audience, to chime right on in at the appropriate time. I have to tell you, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, your laptops, desktops, your smartphone with your notes, your iPads, your tablets, whatever you need to capture the jewels of gems of richness that are being shared today, I encourage you to grab it. And before we jump into today's topic, we're asking that you support us by taking a quick moment to invite someone in sharing with you in today's broadcast. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, send an email, go old school, send a message in the bottle, a carrier pigeon, whatever you need to do. Bottom line, that you invite someone to join you in today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach, because we know we can't do it without Y-O-U. And for that, we say thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. And our subtopic is a race of endurance. A race of endurance. You know, I want you to know, our global listening audience, that we truly missed you on last week, but we trust that you enjoyed your Memorial Day holiday and that you had some rich time sharing with your families and friends and loved ones and doing whatever you opted to do. If you were just with yourself, that you enjoyed just having that time to refresh and to renew. You know, as we look at this topic of endurance, you know, evaluate, what is endurance at its core? What is endurance? You know, looking at and evaluating endurance is the power of enduring an unpleasant or difficult process or situation for that matter. I mean, obviously, without giving up. You have to evaluate, are you easily throwing in the towel? Things get a little too difficult. The pressure gets a little too tight. The heat is turned up a little too much in your situations, and then you throw in the towel. You give up. One of the things that, you know, as I was processing today's topic and the focus of a race of endurance, I thought about my own personal journey as I was reflect on 18 years of entrepreneurship. 18 years of entrepreneurship is one thing, but 18 years of entrepreneurship, the same focus. And I put that out there being transparent with you because this is so key. Many may have been entrepreneurs, but they didn't have the same focus. Why? Because they were looking for the quick fix. They moved from one quick opportunity to the next and jumped over here and jumped over there. I often say it's like the whole process and mindset of thinking the grass is greener on the other side. And we did a segment on this on Motivational Mondays, and the reality is oftentimes the grass is greener. But what one is missing is that in order for that grass to be green, as we discussed in a previous installment on this very topic, that there has to be cultivation, nurture, and watering in order for that grass to be greener. And really when I thought about that, I said, you know, that speaks to endurance. You plant that little seed in the ground, and the seed doesn't just instantly sprout up. It needs time to process. That seed goes through its own process of enduring something that's unpleasant, and that has to be broken open. It's dealing with the difficult process of its roots spreading and whatever the situations are under the earth, underground, under the soil, before it breaks up and through to blossom into that little sprout that becomes a tree or whatever it is going to be. And so I want us to really process around this, but I want to open today in a slightly different way with a motivational minute. I want to give us a powerful minute around this thought process of the power of endurance. A motivational minute with Coach Adams, and then we're going to lean in and glean the insight of empowerment that we find from this little moment. The power of endurance. A motivational minute with Coach Adams. Our personal and professional success is based on how well we run the race that has been set before us. The type of race we participate in will determine the results of our achievement categorized as success. The greater the sacrifice and the struggle, the greater the reward. Evaluate, what type of race are you in? A marathon versus a 100-yard dash. The journey is as significant as the destination. The journey of a marathon is one of true endurance, bouncing back, fighting against being stagnant, hanging in there, perseverance, courage, with a spirit that refuses to quit. The key to our success on the journey is to run the race with great endurance, the race that has been given. To endure is to sustain, to tolerate, and to bear the steps along the way with a focused intention and determination to complete the race well. We can only anticipate the sweet savor of success if we finish the race well. Therefore, we must keep running the race. The race is not given to the swift or to the strong, but to the one who endures. Don't quit, persist until you succeed. The original motivational minute with yours truly, Coach Adams. Now let's look at the insight into empowerment that we can glean. So I encourage you to lean in. The first thing that I want to bring to our awareness is exactly that, awareness. We must locate, where are we on the journey? We must be aware of the type of race we are running and simply know the difference, because there is a clear, distinct difference between a marathon versus a 100-yard dash. Of course, a 100-yard dash being a sprint is very different from a marathon. You know, a sprint covers, short distance. It lasts while a marathon, let's look at the difference. A marathon covers miles, and it may last for hours. I think about the L.A. Marathon here in L.A. as an example. Hours of the individuals running. But the difference isn't only one of distance or time. In essence, the difference is the amount of stamina that we require from each runner when you are looking at a marathon. You see, a sprint, you get out there a few seconds and then you're done. Son, that's hours speaks to this process of enduring. So you must be aware and locate yourself. Again, I'm challenging you, think about what race are you running? Are you on the journey of a marathon? This true endurance of bouncing back, fighting against being stagnant, hanging in there, persevering, you know, courageously moving forward and having this spirit that refuses to quit? Or is your mindset one of, if it doesn't work out, I'm moving on to the next? You know, it's so interesting because as an executive consultant, I'm supporting in a capacity of identifying viable team members through resumes and supporting with training and coaching. And what is so interesting is that as I'm looking at resumes of the people that say, I want to work, because many, let's be frank and honest, they don't want to work. And people don't want to hear this term, endurance. I got to endure. I got to go through some suffering. I got to go through some stuff. Why? Because the mindset is that of, I want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. But getting back to the resume, I've noticed that oftentimes people are saying, oh, I want to be promoted and I want to grow in the industry and all of this. But yet, they're not enduring. They have no longevity. They're on a job 4 or 6 months and they're out. There's no sustainability. And yet they're saying, I want to be promoted. I want to grow. Every time I say, what are you looking for from your next employer? I want growth, and I didn't have that at my last position. And I'm looking at their resume thinking, you were only there 6 months. You didn't give yourself any time. You didn't even process through anything. You didn't go through and endure. You're running a 100-yard dash, and you're expecting the results of a marathon. How many of you listening in could say, yes, Coach Adams, you know what, if I was really honest, I'm guilty. That would be me. Well, this is a great thing. Now you are aware. So awareness is key. At any stage on our journey, we must locate where we are. In this case, we're saying you must locate and be aware of the type of race you're running. Because if you're bouncing from thing to thing, situation to situation, opportunity to opportunity, and you're not allowing there to be any longevity, you're running a 100-yard dash. You're in a sprint. And again, you're expecting the marathon results. And you have not given your opportunity to process through. That's why when I sat down and was processing, how long have I been an entrepreneur? And I must say, 18 years is a long time. No full-time salary, no full-time salary in 18 years. Now, I am, for those of you that are regular listeners, you know I'm a woman of faith, so I know that it's God sustaining me on the journey. And because I am confident that I am doing what I have been created to do, what has truly been coded in my very DNA, it's in the very fiber of what makes me me, I've stayed focused, consistent on my journey. And so If you don't know why you're on the pathway that you're on, then I can see you bouncing from one situation to the next because you haven't yet discovered. I was doing some training with a young man, and it was interesting because my approach is often different than the ownership probably is thinking I'm going to approach things, but I like to get into the psyche of the person. I want to know, who am I really working with? And I was having a conversation with a young man, and because I was training him, and the company was investing great resources in training this individual. And he got the job. He had been there about 6 months, 5 or 6 months, right? And he got the job, wasn't really producing at the level, so they were investing in him. But when I asked him, what are you passionate about, which I often do, he said, I don't know yet. He's in his early 20s, understandably so. I don't know yet. I said, well, what are your thoughts about this industry? I don't know. Do you feel like you've tapped into the industry that you want to grow and develop in? He said, I don't know. I don't think so. And here the company is investing all of these resources in developing him because they want his grass to be green, taking the time to cultivate, to nurture, to water. And 3 weeks later, guess what? Mind you, he had only been there 5, maybe 6 months. 3 weeks later, I get the notification that he resigned. And when they told me, guess what? I was not surprised. Others were because of the conversation that I had with him. Because the reality is this, if we are not fueling our passions and pursuing purpose, we're not going to have that endurance on the journey for what we're doing because it's simply a means to an end. So not only do we have to be aware, locate what type of race are we running, marathon versus 100-yard dash, but we also have to recognize that the result we are getting are reflective of the type of race we are in. You see, if you're looking for the quick, fast, I want to be promoted in 6 months, and if they don't promote me, I'm out of here. I want to make $1 million in 6 months, and if I don't make it, I'm out of here, moving to the next. So if your mindset is that of a microwavable mindset, you want it quick, fast, and in a hurry. To recognize that the results you're getting are direct results and they reflect the lack of longevity. I often share that there's an associate in my life and I don't even know what they're doing today because every time I turn around, they're doing something different. I kid you not. I'm not exaggerating. But every time, I can't even tell you what they do. Because every time I turn around, they're doing something different. They're a jack of all trades. They can tell you a little bit about so many different industries, but they're not mastering anything. You see, we must master. If you're looking to work your vision, achieve your goals and live out your dreams, this is a marathon, not a 100-yard dash. And if you're running the race like a 100-yard dash, I hate to tell you, you're going to be disappointed. You're going to be disenchanted because you're expecting results to be that of a marathon, but yet you yourself personally, you are running a 100-yard dash. You're in a sprint versus a marathon. You're expecting things in seconds versus the process that it takes, the difference between microwave cooking and conventional cooking. I sometimes share this story that I remember when microwaves came out. Ooh, my mom, she was trying to cook everything in the microwave. But my dad from Louisiana, and for him, the process of cooking, and I got that from him, it's the process of the food of love. It takes time. Conventional cooking takes time. Microwave cooking, you put something in there in minutes and it's done. But you put something conventionally, it's a process. It's likened to the marathon. And, you know, I am one, I love to make gumbo, and people have told me I make a pretty darn good mean gumbo. And when someone says they make gumbo, and I'll ask them, I'll say, well, how long do you cook your roux? See, the roux is the base of any great gumbo. Again, my family roots are from Louisiana, New Orleans, and so, you know, I know a good gumbo. And when someone tells me, oh, I cooked the roux in 5 minutes, I know. Your gumbo is not good. It's shoddy. And I know that because to truly make a good roux, it has to process at least 45 minutes, that base to get that flour and that oil to that mahogany color that you need to lay that strong foundation of your gumbo. It needs time. It needs time to process. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. It doesn't happen in minutes, seconds. And so when you recognize that your results, so when someone makes a roux in 5 minutes, I know that flavor, it's going to be lacking. You don't have to tell me. It's going to be lacking. Allow the processing time that was required. So on our journey, when we're looking at and processing around this thought of a race of endurance and the power of endurance, number one, gleaning from today's original motivational minute, we have to be aware of where we are, locating what type of race am I running. Am I running the marathon or the 100-yard dash? There is a clear, distinct difference because the marathon requires a whole different aspect of you, a whole different level of stamina from you. The same is true for your vision, for your goals, and for your dreams. Are you throwing in the towel because you are wanting to get things quick, fast, and in a hurry? That microwavable concept versus conventional. So recognize that your results, which you're getting, they reflect the type of race that you are in. I want you to think about that today. Are you constantly jumping from situation to situation? Are you constantly moving from job to job? Are you constantly moving from this thing to that thing, jumping here, jumping there? Are you like a little grasshopper jumping around? The next thing we have to look at is we have to understand our mindset. Our mindset when it comes to a marathon speaks to what we talked about earlier. This mindset of endurance is one that it thinks about and it's processing this bounce back. How will I make a comeback? I may fall down, but how do I get back up? It's a mindset of I am going to persevere. I'm going to press through. I'm not going to quit. I'm going to persist until I get the results that I want. But when that's the marathon mindset, for one to run a marathon than to be running for hours at a time, you have to have a mindset of I'm not quitting, because this is what's going to happen. And this is what happens on our journey as we're working our vision, achieving our goals, fighting to achieve our goals and live out our dreams. You're going to get tired along the way. You're going to have some obstacles that you have to overcome along the way. It's not easy. And I have to say that, and I share this with individuals in my coaching practice all the time, when they bring their beautiful goals that they're looking to achieve, I ask them, are you willing to pay the price? What do you mean, Coach Adams, am I willing to pay the price? Are you willing to pay the price in sweat equity, in time, in energy, in resources? Are you willing to really invest all that is required to achieve the results? I'm constantly evaluating and asking myself the same questions. So know that I'm not just bringing the questions for you to process, and I'm not processing. As I've often shared, I'm in process with you, maybe a little further along on the journey, but I'm still in process. We are in process together because I am a firm believer as a lifetime learner that as long as we have that little dash in between our sunrise and our sunset, our birth date and our date of transitioning, we still have life to live, and there's still opportunities to learn and to grow, to develop. So I'm right there in the trenches with you. And so when we're looking at this process of enduring, you must ask yourself the question, am I really committed in my mind to share the illustration of a boxer? You know, a boxer doesn't go in the ring and say, I'm not going to knock that person out. The boxer goes in the ring with the mindset of, I'm going to get a TKO here. I'm going to knock that person out. Anyone that's in a race, anyone that's on the field, whatever it may be, they go in with the mindset of a winner. I'm winning. And so we have to understand our mindset. Because when you recognize that the journey of success is truly a process, the journey of success is truly a process. It doesn't happen overnight. Yes, there are stories of an overnight success, as one would say. That is a very small percentage of people. The majority, we have to process through this quote-unquote marathon. We have to go through some things. We have to endure some things. Because the reality is this, that the journey is as significant as the destination. So whatever your target is, wherever you want to go, whatever that gap is that you have, the journey of the process is as significant as your target. Think about that. And see, we want to take out the journey and the process and just get to the target. That's that microwavable mindset. I want the good gumbo. But I don't want to spend 45 minutes to an hour making roux. I mean, really? And I haven't even finished the gumbo yet? Mindset. So what is your mindset? You have to understand your mindset and do what you need to do to allow there to be this renewing of your mind. And so understanding your mindset gives you the insight into empowerment that you need. Having the awareness gives you the insight into empowerment that you need. Recognizing gives you the insight into empowerment that you need. Now let's look at evaluate. You have to evaluate as you're on the journey. This journey of what, Coach Adams? This journey of working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. On this journey, you must evaluate What will it take move to the next level for me to elevate, for me to get to that through that next step of progression in achieving my dreams? What does it look like? What will it take? And as you're evaluating, you have to ask yourself, as I'm looking at, as I was speaking with one of my coaching clients, and she said, really, it's going to take all of that? And she started to process, I don't know about it. And I said, yeah, think about it. You're saying, I want to make X amount of dollars a month. You have to step back and look at, okay, what do I have to put in sweat equity, time and energy to get that? It's not going to just mysteriously happen. You have to sacrifice. You have to be committed. You have to be disciplined in the journey. There's some struggles you're going to have to go through. And I wanted to bring this forward because I think so often we think the process is going to be easy. And then when it doesn't go the way that we want, we throw in the towel. We don't even fight. We move to the next thing, as I stated earlier. And I really wanted to encourage you so that you are able to gain some insight into empowerment to recognize where you may need to shift, where you may need to tweak. Maybe it's in your awareness. Maybe it's in your recognizing. Maybe it's in your understanding, your mindset. Maybe it's you have not been evaluating so that you can create additional processes and plans and a straight line that supports you in moving towards your target. Whatever that may be, that target associated with your vision, that target associated with your goals, that target associated with your dreams. You see the gap. I know you do. You see. Well, I feel like I'm so far away from. One of the things in this evaluating that I encourage my clients to do is to also reflect. Reflecting is so important because it gives you the opportunity to see where you've been. Because so often we're so focused on the target, we don't take the time to pause and see what we've accomplished. One that's running a marathon, as they get to each of the mile markers, they're able to establish where they've been because of those moments of what one would call touchstones, those moments that allow them to reflect, oh my gosh, I've run this far already. I only have this far to go. I was doing that today, actually, because many of you that are regular listeners, you know Coach Adams is a proclaimed foodie. That's my thing. Everybody has a thing, as one would say. And that's my challenge. And so I realized that I had grown to the place where I was living to eat. Oh, I was like, what's the next meal? What's the next yummy, yummy? Where am I going? What am I getting? And so I was living to eat instead of eating to live. And I had just totally gotten out of discipline in this area of my life. And I said, you know, Coach Adams, you need to do something very radical in this season to do a reset, to regain your focus, to rediscipline yourself. And I'm talking about reflecting and evaluating. Set out to do a master cleanse. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy. When I close out my master cleanse on Saturday, it'll be literally 18 days of no food, just the master cleanse itself. I'm not saying that to brag on Coach Adams. I'm saying that because I needed to do something radical. But today, as I was reflecting, again, I'm bringing the point home, but I needed to give you the backdrop. I thought, wow, it seemed like it was so far when I started out. And now I can look and say, I'm on the countdown, days left, we're counting it down. And was it easy? No.
Did I have some moments where I had to endure? Yes. Some difficulty along the way? Yes. But that's what the journey is all about. But the one thing I can say, the journey that I've been on truly has been significant, as we were talking about earlier, that the journey is as significant as the destination. Because I realized that I needed to refocus, and now I have. Now I can come out with a different mindset. You see, I had to be aware of where I was and locate myself, as I'm sharing with you that we have to do on this journey. And I realized what I just shared with you, that I was living to eat versus eating to live. I recognized that the results I was getting with the extra weight being more delicious, as I often say, was a direct result of my eating habits. And then I had to understand my mindset. My mindset was that I'm such a foodie and get so much fulfillment out of eating that I was, again, living to eat. It was just such a joy. And I had to make a shift recognizing that, yes, I can enjoy food. Yes, the foodie is still there. But that she has to focus on eating to live, not living to eat, the moment of eating. And so I had to evaluate, as I'm sharing with you, awareness, recognize, understand, evaluate. I had to evaluate. Am I willing to do this for 18 days? Am I willing to really discipline and sacrifice it? Let my flesh die in this process? Pay the price? I said, yes, I'm willing to do it. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I had to endure. We're talking about the significance, the race of endurance, the power of endurance. And so I want to encourage you that I'm sharing this, being vulnerable and transparent with you, because I'm living this endurance process out in this area and other areas, and it's not easy. But if your mindset is right, if your mindset is focused on beginning with the end in mind, if your mindset is one of there is no option to quit, I may have a struggle, I may have a challenge, I may go through a little suffering, but I'm not quitting. And so when you evaluate, am I willing to pay the price, it starts with understanding your mindset. Because if you don't have the right mindset, you won't endure. And then lastly, before we come to the lines, I would love to hear from you, our global listening audience, as you have made the decision to tune into Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam. Appreciate you as one of our valued global listening audience members. Don't take you lightly or for granted. This is the time in our programming when we open up and invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. You know, if you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Our lines are open. We would love your engagement. Would love to know what you're taking away from today. Are you connecting with what being shared? Can you see it moving and in operation in your life? Do you have any insight that you would like to share? We would love to hear from you, and we invite you to share in the discussion at this time. But as we look at, as we're determining if we have anyone that wants to jump in the queue, and again, you are welcome, I want to share with you this last thought, and this last thought is protect what you have built. Protect what you have built. Don't let the haters discourage you. A runner in a marathon they cannot have someone saying, oh, you can't do that. You're not going to make it. Oh, no. You know how much further you have to go? You are not. You have to protect what you have built. That runner has to protect how far they've gone. I have to protect how far I've gone on this journey of my master cleanse, as an example, 18 days, woo, long time without any food. I'm telling you, I'm looking forward to some soup on Friday. I've never been so happy to get some vegetable soup, y'all. I see we do have a caller. Caller, I so appreciate you chiming in, and I welcome you into the conversation. Area code 714, last four digits, 3552. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
I just wanted to comment, Coach Adams. This is Coach Beverly, and our AKA Miss Bev, and I just wanted to just tell you that I truly enjoyed tonight's conversation. And yes, reflecting is where I am right now, because I still have a little bit more ways to go before I reach my entire goal. And but, you know, when I first started, it did seem like I would never get there. But now I see the light at the end of the tunnel. And, you know, and part of that is just basic appreciating myself and knowing that I've accomplished each milestone along the way. And as I look back to reflect, and, you know, now I can say, okay, perhaps I can be an encouragement to others to stay in the game and not sit on the sidelines, because they're given to those that endure. And so now that I am, you know, closer, a lot closer, I feel a lot better. And I truly enjoy tonight, and I'll look forward to more Motivational Mondays.
Oh, thank you, Miss Bev. I so appreciate you sharing with us today, and I thank you for sharing that this point of reflection was a big takeaway for you, because you're able to relate with what was shared, and that's where you are on your journey. And I honor you. I honor you for your weight loss and the journey that you've been on. And like you said, a moment, pound by pound, and you see those results, it begins to encourage you. It gives you the additional fuel that you need. But I'm sure you would say along the journey, you've had some things you've had to endure. It wasn't an easy process. Anything that we take on, it's not an easy process. And that's why it's so interesting that people are just looking for that quick fix, but nothing worth truly having the longevity of that, it's not going to happen overnight. So I thank you so much for tuning in. I thank you for sharing and engaging. And I want you to know that we are here every Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific, by Inspired Media for You. So I ask that you set your timer so that you won't miss your jump start of your week to be motivated and inspired and empowered with some great insight here on Motivational Mondays. If you will remove yourself from the queue, I would so appreciate that. And how you do that is the same way that you added yourself to the queue, is press 1 on your telephone keypad. Our lines are still open, and I want to share with you as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays that I am truly committed. I really am. I am committed to assisting individuals on their personal and professional growth journey with the powerful gift of empowerment that I have through my Full Circle of Empowerment. And I want you to know that now is probably the greatest time for you to, we're midway in the year. Do you know it's June? Oh, my gosh. Didn't it just seem like we said Happy New Year and we welcomed the year, and now half of the year is coming to a close? When we close out June, we have already said goodbye to half of the year. And so I want you to know that this is why for me I needed to do a reset. You may be in the same place. You may need a reset halfway at this point of the year. You may say, I need a reboot, whatever that looks like for you. But I do want to encourage you not to lose focus on your goals. And I want to challenge you to ask yourself the question, what am I willing to do differently to get greater results, to achieve my dreams, to accomplish my vision, work my vision? What am I willing to do differently? You see, I had to ask myself that question by making the decision to do a master cleanse. I had to say, okay, Coach Adams, Shania, what are you willing to do differently? Because when we're doing the same things over and over, in essence, and I'm sure you've heard this, we're living out insanity. You know, insanity, it's been stated, is doing the same things over and 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 over again, and yet expecting different results. If we want different results, there are times on our journey when we have to do something completely different. We may have to get radical. Doing this master cleanse for 18 days, I think that's pretty radical. No food for 18 days is pretty radical. And I'm healthy and vibrant and can eat, that's pretty radical. So what is it that you need to do differently? One of the things that I've grown to know to be true, and I'm so grateful for, having the right people on your team around you is so key. I thank God for my mentors, Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth, founders of Boss the Movement, Vertical Leap, and the Hollingsworth Boss Masters Program. I'm very grateful for my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, and just the people that I have around me. And so when you have the right people around you, you navigate on your journey differently. And so I want to encourage you and challenge you to think about this. Now may be the right time, the actual exact time, for you to join in a winning partnership and to do something different. And I would love the opportunity to support you on your journey of achievement and getting more, working your vision, achieving your goals, and living out your dreams. One-on-one coaching definitely, without question, makes a difference. And so I want to put that out there for you to process and think about. If you would like more information, not only about my one-on-one coaching, but as well about the complete details around my Full Circle of Empowerment, simply call or text 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. My Full Circle of Empowerment consists of Motivational Mondays. We're here every Monday. You can get your free empowerment, insight into empowerment, jumpstart your week empowered. Come tune in. It costs you nothing. It costs me something, but it costs you nothing. I'm sowing into your lives. My group coaching, my one-on-one coaching, my private masterminds and training, all of that is available for you. Just simply call or text 310-289-2101. And I want you to know that maybe you didn't ask a question today. Again, I thank Ms. Bev for chiming in. So appreciate you. But if you didn't ask a question and engage with us, we do have our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It's a free open group. All are welcome. And if you're not already a part of the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum, simply ask to become a member, and you are welcome. So what did we talk about today in today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams as we bring this installment and episode to a close? Well, we were focused on a race of endurance. And we said endurance, when you look at it at the root, is really this power to endure an unpleasant or difficult process or situation without giving up.
Bottom line, not quitting. A number of different areas to gain insight into empowerment of that we should be aware of. And the first is awareness, locating yourself and where are you on your journey? What type of race are you running? Recognize that the results that you're getting, and this is a part of taking responsibility, the results that you're getting are a direct reflection of the race that you're running. If you're running a sprint or a marathon, if you're trying to microwave things versus use conventional cooking, it's a direct result. The flavors in conventional cooking is going to be far greater, better. They've had time to marinate, to really process in than cooking in a microwave. I don't care how great of a microwavable cook you are. You can tell that there's a process missing. We must understand our mindset. We must evaluate. What will it take for me to move to the next level? And am I willing to put in what's required? And we must protect the journey that we've been on and what we've built, the process, the progress that we have achieved in this process, understanding that the journey, as I stated before, is as significant as the destination. What are you gleaning along the way? Woo, this has been a rich installment of Motivational Mondays. I know I've gotten so much out of it. I trust that you have as well. And as we close out, maybe you're tuning in for the first time and you're like, someone told me to listen. I'm listening. Who is this Coach Adams? Well, to learn more about who I am, who Coach Adams is, visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. And again, if you're interested in my full circle of empowerment, simply call or text 310-289-2101. I want to encourage you to set your timer, as I stated earlier. Know that our archives are available for you, our on-demand library. There's such a great richness of insight that is available for you at any time. And you can, of course, take advantage of our on-demand library at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspired media, the number 4, and the letter U. That's all that we have time for on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you so much for tuning in.